This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, yes, 855-839-1210. Glad you're here today. Busy, busy, busy day. By the way, they took out the Starbucks coffee cup from Game of Thrones. They digitally erased it.
Oh.
Good.
Much like the Wall Township yearbook.
That's just digitally erased.
Digitally just...
gone. The Starbucks controversy now is a thing of the past. So there you go. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi.
Apparently, we have an announcement to make.
Yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Greg, did you know about this?
No, I did not.
I heard there was an announcement.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Let me see if I can have some information on this. Let's see if we can...
Are you and Bridger having another baby?
No, we thought about doing that, but then we had our minds checked and our mental stability, and we also don't have any money, so there's all those things right there. We had that. Greg, are you and Stephanie? Oh, there we go.
There it is.
No, not bad. Not bad.
No.
Still. Are you becoming a woman?
There it is.
Is that it? And we did it.
Thank you, guys.
We did it. That's fantastic.
And please.
Not anymore.
Please, no jokes at my expense.
Are you sensitive?
I'm very sensitive.
I understand. I don't blame you. I understand. Well, maybe it's an announcement with you. Are you, in fact, letting the boys out for some sunshine this summer?
No, not doing that, right?
It's bubble wrapped. Are you kidding?
Not doing that, Dawn.
That would be a huge announcement, not a big announcement.
That would be a huge, huge announcement. Maybe the announcement is that I have been asked to play Captain America in the new Disney spinoff of the Avengers.
It
could be huge.
Yeah, it could be huge.
Except that I'm out of shape and not strong and would look
body
terrible
doubles.
In spandex. That could be terrible.
They have a new t-shirt that lets you, it hides everything.
Does it have the pecs on it and the abs and everything? Oh, yep. I could just wear that.
You could.
I could do that. Yeah. That could be fine. I mean, I would look good in that t-shirt, I guess, in my own mind. As I terrorize people. You know what else we have, too? In addition to a big announcement, we have a contest today.
Nice.
Do we have a copy on that contest? Where is it? Do I have it, Greg?
I don't know. Are we doing the contest today?
I thought we were doing the contest later this week. I thought we were doing the contest. We should find out about the contest because it ties in with the announcement. All right. Do you have music for the announcement? Do we have like a drum roll, please, or something?
Oh, Mr.
Hang on.
No, señor!
That's not it.
I mean, I can...
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Could you imagine if that was the way we led into an announcement? That would be so... It's just a downer, right?
It'd be huge, right?
All right. Here's the announcement. Ready? Here we go.
That's right.
No? Greg, do we have like a drum roll?
Hang on a second. I'm trying to... This computer is the absolute worst.
Okay. Nah, it doesn't work either.
I'm just trying to...
trying to get my wacky FM on. I'm trying to channel wacky FM.
We can channel the wacky FM if you want to.
I do. Just do something, because right now you're... Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
Thank you for the beverage, by the way.
I brought you a Diet Pepsi. Is your computer working again?
Yeah, it's
look at Greg's
right now.
Screen just freezes all the time. All right, I'll do it myself. We'll do it myself. Ready? Okay, we, the Cioli Show, are moving to Sirius. No, we're not doing that.
Oh my God.
I am endorsing Barack Obama. I'm not doing that. It's a wrong. I have the wrong copy
that.
Here.
The big Cioli.
All right. Stop joking around. Stop messing around.
This is a serious.
Oh, wait, do I have to do Pro Flowers now? I'll do Pro Flowers next.
You can do whatever you want to. It's your show.
It is my show.
Just do it.
And starting Monday, this show will start at 5:30 a.m. Because we are insane. But we are moving to mornings officially on Monday. The worst kept secret in radio.
I've had family members like texting me, congratulations. I'm like, did they announce it?
All day. Everybody knew.
Everybody in the building. I thought maybe they announced it this morning or something.
But we're all going. So that's the thing, which is nice. So we're all going together, which will be fun. Monday morning, 5:30 to 9 is when the show will begin. It's the only show.
30.
And the Cioli Army has new marching orders now. We will conquer the morning. That is our new slogan, Dawn. Conquer the morning.
Conquer the morning. Make the mornings great again.
The mornings great again, because we need to do that for sure. Now, the best part about Morning Drive is that 5:30 to 9, you'll be entertained And you're also going to, we're going to continue a number of different things. Like, for example, we're still going to have Who Won Twitter. Woo-hoo. We're still going to have My Final Thought. Woo-hoo. Dawn's newscasts. We're still going to have Nonstop Talk. We're going to do all those things. The only difference is we're going to do it all in the nude during Morning Drive.
It's true.
Because we're not going to have time to get dressed because it's so damn early. Yeah. I want to start doing more wacky FM things too, Dawn, now that we're going to mornings finally.
We could be sponsored by like a Spray Tan USA company.
That could be good. Wacka wacka. And so I've got my morning voice. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's the Cioli Show morning. Happy mornings. Welcome to the show.
We're not doing that. We're not doing
64
that.
64 in sunny Philadelphia. I don't know. No. Smells like rain. Wacka wacka. No?
No.
So I think that'd be good. I forgot to ask you guys, are you morning people?
Oh, you thought it'd be a good time to ask now after I just signed my contract 10 minutes ago?
Oh.
Actually, David Yadgaroff, our market manager, and I, we went up there and signed together. We took some pictures. He's looking very svelte, by the way.
He is.
I'm the fat guy in the picture now. He's gluten-free, and he's dropped like 30, 40 pounds or something.
And he works out.
He told me the whole thing with the gluten thing, and I kind of am buying into it.
Are you going to go gluten-free now?
I kind of want to.
Yeah.
He said he feels better. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's the other thing, too, is that with mornings, you know, you have to be on your A game. Because it's Morning Drive. People actually care. Like, in the afternoon, we can slack off. Nobody really cares about afternoon shit. Like, true. This has been... We haven't done a live show. The truth is in months. That's the truth. Let me just confess right now. This has been... Yeah. We have voice tracked this show for years now. Because I can make my Fox News appear. There's also news on... there's some programming changes as well. I don't know if those are in the press release or not. I probably should have read it before I signed off on it.
The press release went out.
Did it go out? Did you read it?
I have not read it. I just read what was in Talkers.
Let's see now.
we're the most unprepared.
No, we've had now how long to think about this? Let's see.
A minute.
Okay, so I got some feedback. You're not going to morning. No, you are going to morning. You are. They're just the double checking. So Bridget goes, wait, you're going to mornings? I forgot to tell my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry, honey. You know that life we had? It's gone.
Oh, I forgot to mention that to my wife. John, can you help me out here? Can you cover for me? I forgot to mention that.
But he did it for the family.
For the children, Dawn.
For the children.
Patrick and Claire need a dad.
That's right.
They need a dad. And I'll be there for them every night for dinner. When I go to bed at 6 p.m.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to go to bed at 6 p.m.
No, I'm not, Dawn. In fact, my strategy for Morning Drive is to pull an all-nighter all night and then just start the show.
That's what I'm going to do.
Is that what you're going to do, Greg? Is that what you decided to do?
At least for the first week. I think I'm going to try and sleep in the afternoon and try and stay up.
It's not a bad idea, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at my most creative when I've stayed up all night, you know?
Now,
my most...
you are creative at night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let's see. Pat says, seriously, move to the mornings. What am I supposed to do in afternoons now. Damn it. So thank you, Pat, for that encouraging email. Paul wants to know if Medved's taking over. I don't think Medved is taking over, Paul.
I don't think that's in the lineup.
Our friend Sue Rocco says, congratulations, you guys. Are you all coffee drinkers?
Yes, of course.
Organic, though, Dawn, right?
No.
No, really? You break the organic? So I'm actually going to start my day with medical marijuana because I think that's probably a good way to get the day started.
Not dispensary. And,
Brian says, a choice between the Zioli show and Stern ain't no choice at all. Zioli wins.
Oh.
Boom.
I mean, Stern is on like 2 days a week and he's barely on.
He's barely on, and
predictable.
Polly Simon says, mornings will be listenable again. Now, if we can just get Dick Morris back for afternoon drive.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's on the cards right there. So most people are saying that they're happy. There's a number of people who've said, I'll never listen again. I won't listen again. And there's no way in hell I'm waking up to listen to you. But otherwise, overall, it's pretty good. So pretty good reaction. Huge.
Good.
Huge.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the best part is we are also still doing afternoons. That's the other part of the announcement.
No, we're not doing that.
All right. I thought we were doing both shows.
No, it's going to be 24 hours, Zioli's.
I got to text my agent then. That's some bad information right there.
I mean, they could just replay the show all day.
I mean, they could.
They do that on Sirius.
Like, Stern has his channel 100 and 101. I could just do the show all... But Dom Giordano is an important show, and that's from 9 to noon. See? So we could do... And Rush, of course, from 12 to 3. So it'll be us, and then Dom, and then Rush, and then us again.
No, it's not going to be us again.
And then from 12... And then we're going to bump coast to coast, and then...
We're gonna be on overnights.
It'll be fun. It'll be terrific, right?
Maybe we can do overnights. Can I?
Sure, why not? Throw it out there.
Okay.
Charm Space says, "Oh, this sucks. Now I won't be able to listen to you." All right. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, you know.
Dawn, are you excited?
I am.
I am too. I'm very. Yes. You know who I want to thank first of all? The Zioli Army. Because they are the most loyal audience in radio. And the first question that I was asked was, do you think the audience will come with you? And I said, yes.
Absolutely.
100%. Yes. Because it's the most loyal audience in radio. So there's no doubt. And that we're going to win. And we're going to take over Morning Drive in the city. Because I, you know, the other thing too is everybody's a Debbie Downer. Like, oh, you know, there's a lot of competition in the city. Yeah, good. Because yeah. There won't be when we're done with them.
I like it.
We'll start having funerals for some of these shows in the city.
I think that's been done already.
All right. Well, maybe we'll come up with some other creative things. Oh, but anyway, the point is that we are going to dominate, Dawn. That's the point.
That's right.
Nothing less than number one.
Domination.
Is all we will take. Yes.
Zioli the Dominator.
That's it. Zioli the Dominator, well, Dawn.
We conquered afternoons, so I guess the only thing left is mornings.
We did conquer afternoons, yeah. And we had nothing to work with when we got here.
It's true. It's true.
It was like a flaming inferno.
It was
of
a wasteland.
I see. Johnny Cook says, this is my worst nightmare. My dot worst dot nightmare. Oh. So, you know why? Because we don't have a lot of morning people apparently in the audience.
I mean, you know, the Zioli Army is like, maybe this is their morning show.
It's going to be great. Yes. Hasn't been Sober says, happy you're moving to mornings. I'll be able to listen to the whole show and not to the podcast. And Pete Kraft says, cigars in the afternoon isn't bad, so cigars in the morning will be even better, right, Pete?
Absolutely.
So there you go. That'll be great.
And as somebody, you know, as somebody who's done this shift before, it's good to, you know, you have your whole day ahead of you. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good thing.
Because Greg used to do the morning show for some guy whose name I don't remember, but
Michael.
The point is that we stole him, and now he's ours.
Yes.
So we can't let him go, which is very, very good.
Never gonna let you go.
And so I'm not endorsing a Democrat for president.
That is not.
I have the wrong again. That's
if
not,
it is,
not on the agenda.
If you do that, I may leave.
That's not on the agenda. For some reason, that's so weird. I have that down. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. Thank you for being with us. It's a blessing, true blessing. You know, the truth is that I think about this afternoon drive show because, well, let's see. I was promoted to afternoons. It was like early November of 2016. Yeah. And then a few days later, we started. And then Patrick was born on the 11th of November. So I've always thought of this show and my son as happening in my life at the same time because it did. And so this is pretty amazing that that we're here together on this journey. So, and I love this team, the best team in radio in the history of radio. That's the truth. That is the truth. So I'm happy. I wouldn't have gone if you guys didn't come. Well, I would have gone as long as you came, Dawn. But
yeah,
I mean, let's be honest here. You know,
I was expendable.
So,
it's fine.
Right. But, you know, that's
not
the truth.
True.
So, no, the best is that they said Dawn could go to mornings either way. She goes, I'm not going to mornings either way.
I mean, Dawn was very fired upset. They were like, what are you talking about? You know, we want you in the afternoon, Mom. I said,
Dawn's
I'm
like,
sorry, I can't.
I'm not breaking up a band.
I'd be like a cheater.
You would have been Yoko.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'd be like Yoko Ono. Amy's giving up her crown as queen of the army. Come on, Amy. Come on. That's crazy now.
Why is she giving up her crown?
Because she doesn't want to get out of bed in the morning.
Oh,
so.
Come on, Amy.
She doesn't have to get out of bed. Just lay in bed.
Just lay in bed and listen.
And just listen.
Tell Alexa, that broad, to turn on the show at 5:30
right.
in the morning.
Just
it'll
turn
be great.
It on. Right, and we will turn you on. Just lay there.
What?
Wait, did we say 5:30 in the morning? Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. What?
I have the worst agent. What is this? 5:30 in the morning?
Agreement? Did you?
I don't know what I signed here. I really have no. I should have probably read it.
Nobody's up.
Yes, they are.
No.
Yes, they are. I'm up at that hour. Okay. Let me tell you, people. The roads are quite busy at that hour.
The roads are very busy. You know,
people are up
all night.
We're not doing a wall. Does anybody have any doubt that we're not doing a wall?
See that? Some people are up all night, Dawn, taking all-nighters, you know. Right?
See?
Now, to celebrate, I have a very special guest. We're going to toast. You think champagne, Dawn, but instead it's going to be...
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Yeah, she's going to toast. She's going to toast.
Thank
and
you,
I
Liz.
Will be endorsing her for
no,
president.
You
no, I'm not,
no,
I'm not
you
doing
not
that.
Do
I'm
that.
Not endorsing her.
You will not
her.
Do that.
306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.